Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly going to for the next hour. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here to hang out with you for an hour and get you ready for your day. Thanks so much for joining us. Good stuff coming up for you. We're going to get into a little bit of entertainment news in a little bit. Got some groundbreaking news, actually, in there. We're also going to touch on a good story a little bit later about things that we always forget that annoy us. That's all coming
up. Almost forgot what you were going to talk about.
That's all coming up, but it's a Monday, 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. Something good.
That's right. Welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. We're happy to announce that we have a new sponsor for the segment.
We do? That's great.
Yes. The Southwood County YMCA is sponsoring our segment for the next couple of months,
right,
and we are excited to have them on board. We might even be able to convince Tiana Hamm to join us on a segment or two and have her expert nutrition advice really give our segment a boost in authenticity.
Wait, isn't she the clinical dietitian at the Y?
Yeah, she's a professional dietitian who's excited to help people connect better with their bodies and enjoy food more. She could even help and support those who are dealing with emotional eating, disordered eating, and picky eating.
Hey, I am getting better. Ask my mom. I'm not as picky as I used to be.
That wasn't directed at you, James.
Oh, okay.
But you have mentioned more than once that you have convoluted food preferences.
Convoluted food preferences. I've never heard it called that before. I don't mind if I don't know if I'm flattered or insulted by that one. I got to think about it.
I would just accept it. Acceptance is the first step to recovery.
Well, I'm not denying it. You've heard me say more than once that I am really trying to make an effort to branch out and try new things.
And this segment is going to help. It's not just kids who are choosy when it comes to food. There are many adults, not just you, James, who are picky eaters.
The interesting thing is it may not be entirely your fault.
Wait, I am not to blame for not liking mashed potatoes? Let me call my mother.
Well, hey, hold on, Haas. I don't know if I'd go that far. Everybody likes mashed potatoes. You're just weird. But science has proven that many people are genetically predisposed to be picky.
Ha-ha! I hope my mom is listening.
Seth is right. I can't believe I just said that. But there you go. Anyway, I was reading a really in-depth publication in the National Library of Medicine called Picky Eating in Children, Causes and Consequences. And it goes in-depth. For instance, and I quote, the possible causes of picky eating include demographics, parental characteristics, early feeding practices, and psychosocial factors, which will be described, end quote. So, that's a little deeper than we need to go. Besides, the study also says it's difficult to identify picky eating as there's no universally accepted definition of it.
It sounds like they're more focused on the causes and consequences, which are important, but perhaps more scientific than we want to go in our one-segment mini-show.
But, I need science to vindicate me.
It still will. Have no fear. Especially of food.
I don't fear food. I just don't like some of it.
Maybe it's because you haven't tried it enough times.
No way. I've tried mashed potatoes multiple times, and I still don't like them. We still don't get along.
It can take time for your taste buds to adjust to a new food. We're talking 10 to 15 times of tasting a new food before your taste buds get used to it.
Well, I've definitely tried mashed potatoes more than 15 times. How many Thanksgiving dinners have I attended in my life, for God's sake?
Lots.
It's okay to not like a food in some forms. You eat potatoes in other forms, and you're not lacking the nutrients you would receive from that particular food. So it's a texture thing.
That's true. I think it is a texture thing for me. I kind of avoid foods that look like mashed potatoes for that very reason.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I hate to say it, but Seth made a good point.
That's two.
Shush. It can take trying a new food 10 to 15 times before your taste buds can adjust to it. And this is especially true in children, but something for adults to keep in mind as well. I didn't know that fact as a kid, but I wanted to learn how to like tomatoes, like in the worst way. My grade school teacher just loved them, and she made them look so good. I wanted to like them too. And I did it by making myself eat them every time they were served. I didn't know about the taste bud thing back then.
That's really interesting. It's also recommended way to encourage children to try new foods. Parents should demonstrate trying something new and having fun while doing it.
And that's exactly what my teacher Judy did.
On the UC Davis Health website, they have an article called What Makes a Picky Eater and How Parents Can Help. They have six tips in the article. Some of them are straightforward, like don't bribe your kid with sweet treats, try new foods when your child is hungry, and involve your child in meal planning and cooking. Another tip is to arrange the food in creative ways, like making it into a happy face shape or add dips. But for you, James, I thought these final two tips might help you the most. Vary food textures. If you don't like the mushy version, try it solid.
Hey, for you, that's potato chips instead of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I definitely like potato chips. Not sure if they're as healthy as mashed potatoes, though.
Well, another thing they recommend is adding something crunchy. Maybe adding a Parmesan crust to the top. Oh, that sounds good. Or toasted and seasoned panko breadcrumbs.
Heck, you could even add crushed up kettle chips.
That actually doesn't sound like a terrible idea. I might try that. I'm writing it down.
The last tip is to give the food a fun name. So, if you were to try Melissa's idea of chips, you could call it James Kettle Snow Mountain Super Spuds.
I love that. Somehow, I don't think that's going to make me want to eat it, but who knows? I like it.
I think the best tip is to get kids involved in the meal planning and cooking, and adults too. I love working with kids in the kitchen, though. Oftentimes, they spontaneously want to try whatever it is you're cutting up or prepping, and it gives them a feeling of accomplishment and ownership over the meal.
So you're saying I should cook something different than pasta once in my life?
Well, not necessarily. Maybe just also make a side dish to go with the pasta that you think you don't like.
It's important not to overwhelm yourself with a bunch of new tastes all at once. Have something familiar along with something new. And you don't need to force yourself to eat all of it. You can just commit yourself to a few bites.
An article on WebMD called How to Overcome Picky Eating as an Adult takes it even a step further. They suggest to think of new foods as something you don't eat yet. Build up familiarity. Watch others eat it first, cook with it, place a bite in your mouth, and take it out. You don't even have to chew or swallow right away.
I was letting that register. Sorry. I don't think I could do that. You know how I am about wasting food. I can't do that.
Well, you don't have to think about it as being wasteful. You could think of it as a tool that is being used to help you in the future. Besides, it's just one bite. And the next time you try it, you might not even need to spit it out since it's a little more familiar.
I'm definitely not doing that. That would be really rude in front of other people. My mom and grandma would taught me better than that. You can't talk with your mouth full.
A dinner party is probably not the best setting to start branching out if you're not comfortable. The article suggests a non-threatening setting. Keep it stress-free and don't put pressure on it. Don't put pressure on it. I'm talking to. Sorry. Do this by yourself or with someone who's supportive and non-judgmental.
Another suggestion is pairing new foods with something else you enjoy, or topping new foods with a well-liked sauces or seasonings. This can help them seem less strange and unusual.
So top everything with bacon. Got it.
Yeah, done. I do that.
Done.
Maybe you're joking, but you're not wrong. The other thing to remember here is that this is totally your choice.
Yes. Unless someone's picky eating is caused by an eating disorder that needs medical help, such as anorexia, it's okay to be a little picky. It's obviously also important to get a variety of nutrients in your diet, so that's something to keep in mind.
I know we've been picking on James a lot, but it's most often parents who are struggling with preschool-age kids being the picky eaters. Withinhealth.com states anywhere from 14 to 50% of parents identify their 2 to 5-year-olds as being picky eaters. Oftentimes, this resolves itself over time and a lot of patience on the part of the parents.
But if at any point you have concerns as a parent, don't hesitate to reach out and ask questions of your pediatrician. Another great resource is Tiana Ham. Her name is Ham. Sorry, I just love that. At the YMCA, she knows way more about this than we do, for sure.
In fact, she has a class coming up soon in her Nutrition 101 series called Mindful Eating. It takes place on Monday, August 21st from 5:30 to 6:30. I am hoping that we're going to have her on really soon to give more information about her classes that she has coming up at the Y. Her nutrition series is only $5 for members and $10 for non-members per class. But you do have to register. So make sure you call the Y, get registered for that class on August 21st. I know she's going to have so much good information.
And they have scholarship available available too. If you are unable to afford those for classes, mm-hmm. be sure to reach out to the Y. They always want to get you there. And they also have, of course, their 5K Bridge to Bridge race coming up on Saturday, August 19th.
My birthday.
That's Woo! Awesome. That's awesome. It's a fun race in Wisconsin Rapids. It winds through town from bridge to bridge from 9 to 11 that Saturday morning. You can contact our good friend Matt Zakowski to register. Give Matt a call at 715-818-6012. That's 818-6012.
Well, I think that about wraps things up for this week. We are excited to have the YMCA as our sponsors. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are a wonderful addition to our community and have many programs and classes that can help you lead a healthy and active life. Contact them at 715-818-9622 if you have any questions or want to register for upcoming classes. Make sure to mention you heard about it here on WFHR.
That's right, Seth.
Yes, I'm right. I'm always right.
Don't get a big head. You know, I can admit you're right some of the time. Just don't get used to it.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Come on, you two. Can you stop picking on each other for just one segment?
All right, fine.
Yeah, sure thing, boss.
See what I did there? See what I did there? picking on each other.
Well, with that, we'll close this kitchen. Thank you for tuning in to The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR. And a special thank you to our sponsor, the YMCA. Join us every Monday during the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll see what's cooking. Toodaloo.
Gotta love toodaloo. So you need to use that more. So good. That was awesome, Melissa. That was really, really good. We appreciate that one. Be listening next Monday for another edition of The Kitchen's Open. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your day. I'm not going to let this play. It's just too sad. It's too sad of a song for a Monday morning.
Oh, don't dream it's over, James.
Nicely done. And we're actually going to start our entertainment segment here with some music. But before we get into that, I want to touch on, after Melissa's news, we are going to be joined by our fantastic friend Bill Heck with our monthly Woo-hoo! Veterans update.
Nice. Yay.
Looking forward to that. Always a good time talking with Bill.
So glad mm-hmm. he made it in.
Yeah.
And after we're done talking with Bill, we'll get into the 10 most annoying things we always forget. Don't let me forget that.
We're not going to. We'll try.
I almost forgot.
Nickelback formed 28 years ago in a small town in Hanna, Alberta, Canada. The town was proud and had signs boasting it. But now they're gone. And no, it's not because they're embarrassed. So they say. For the past 20 years, the three highway entrances into Hanna had signs that said, Hanna welcomes you and proud to be the home of Nickelback. But they removed them in May because they have become, quote, safety risks. The mayor says too many Nickelback fans were stopping on the side of the highway to take photos and selfies with the sign, and it caused congestion.
Yeah.
They'll be replaced with signs that don't mention Nickelback. The Nickelback signs aren't being thrown out. One is going in the town's museum. Another will be kept at a visitor's information center.
There nice. You go. So okay. people can still get their pictures.
Yeah, that's right. Safer. Yeah.
The third is being given to a restaurant in Montana. It isn't totally random. The place is owned by a former NHL star, Lenny McDonald, who is also from Hanna. He has changed it to Home of Nickelback and Lanny McDonald. That's awesome. That's awesome. The town is also getting a new electric sign, which will say Home of Nickelback, and it'll be installed in a safe, quote, safe location away from the highway.
With a parking lot nearby.
Let's hope.
This story couldn't be more of a Nickelback story, though. Because there's going to be so many people that are just going to read the headline and town removes Nickelback, you know, and all this and
wah, wah, wah.
Raw meat for them, right?
Yeah. Really I like some of their songs. I listened to them when I was a teenager.
Nickelback. They anytime because I'm not a Nickelback yep. guy or yep. anything like that. But anytime anybody pushes back against them, I always kind of just shake my head like they. I don't understand why everybody considers themselves a music critic. Like, if I ask...
Can you do better?
Yeah, right? You know, I mean, how many gold hits, how many records do you have? How many hit singles did you got?
Yeah. Recordings, period.
If I ask Seth, hey, Seth, what do you think of this? And he tells me that's different.
Yeah.
But we are so quick to be like, hey, did you hear this new song? Oh, I hate that band. Like, oh, wait a minute. Whoa, all right. That's cool. I don't believe I asked your opinion on the band or music in general. I just say, have you heard this song?
Right.
I don't know if there are many things in life we are more quick to draw on than, I hate that song. Like, I, oh, I don't like that song. You quickly draw it out and everything.
Yeah, oh, man.
We're really quick
the
to
old
do
West,
that.
Yeah.
Really quickly to it. It's such a funny thing to me because it's one of those things that, well, as much as I love, you know, science and all these different things, there's no telling what's the best album of all time. No. What's the best artist of all time. It's all opinion.
Yeah, it's
all
subjective.
Just your basis.
Yeah.
But I have some stats for you. They've sold more than 50 million albums. Whew. Four-time platinum record sales. They've won 12 Juno Awards, 7 Billboard Music Awards, and have been nominated for 6 Grammys.
Someone likes them.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. That,
they have fans.
That's a pretty big point. That's a pretty big point right there. But
you know.
It's important. Barbie has officially surpassed $1 billion at the global box office.
Wow.
And with that, Greta Gerwig is now the first solo female director to join the billion-dollar club.
Yeah, go Greta.
All right, you go, Greta.
The record for the highest-grossing film solely directed by a woman was previously held by the great Patty Jenkins with Wonder Woman. It's worth mentioning there are two women in the billion-dollar club, but they're co-directors. Mm-hmm. There's the great Jennifer Lee for Frozen that brought in $1.3 billion.
Yeah, right.
And Frozen 2, which one brought in $1.45 billion.
Yeah.
And Anna Boden for Captain Marvel, $1.1 billion.
Okay.
In related news, Gerda, she just celebrated her 40th birthday on Friday. So Ryan Gosling sent her a flash mob of Kens and Barbies to crash her Pilates class.
Awesome.
This lady is not used to attention. She's a director. She's behind the scenes.
Right.
And she's just doing her Pilates class, and all of these people just come rushing in. Like, it was,
I love flash mobs. I think that's the coolest thing.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
When you have a random group of people just suddenly burst out into dance and song, I love it.
I want more and more of that in life. I want more of it. That's pretty darn cool. This is also, if you paid attention at any point in your life to the game of entertainment, you know it is a parody industry. And they did a great job with a board game. They turned a board game into a movie. Let's make all the board games into movies.
Right.
Coming out next summer, Uno. Sometimes that gets a little lame and a little like, they're doing this again or whatever. And then there are times where it really benefits society. And don't miss this, everybody. All these old male all producers and everything in these studios and stuff just saw this happen and are going to be giving more and more women a chance to get behind the camera, not just with a movie like that has to do with, in some way or another, women.
Mm-hmm. Like a rom-com or something, yeah.
Yes, action movies.
Yeah, exactly.
We're seeing that more. Mm-hmm. Patty Jenkins really, God, she really set the bar with this, man. Now I can't think of it. The movie she did with Jeremy Renner that he won the Oscar for.
Was it The Hurt Locker?
Yeah, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
The Hurt Locker. Like, the action in that movie, with it also being a war movie, and then people get done with it, and they're like, wait a minute, a woman directed that? Yeah, she did. Yeah, because she's one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, it changed the game, like, going forward here, where it's similar to me to seeing Linda Hamilton in the Terminator movies.
Mm. Like, oh, yeah.
The first Terminator movie, sure. I'm talking about the second Terminator movie, Judgment Day, when you got Linda Hamilton with the pipes. You got her going in there,
yeah.
And still the wonderful actress she is with all of that, but also being able to whip a shotgun. And she does that, and her arm doesn't shake. You can tell that she's done this motion before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's little things like that that people that are action junkies like myself, what was I talking about earlier with Charisse Theron? I have no doubt in my mind Charisse Theron knows how to swing a knife, sword, knows how to load a gun, all these things, because I've seen her do it. Like, I've seen her do it in movies and make it look very believable.
Right.
Women can do these things, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people already knew this stuff, but these dang producers and these people that are way up and in these bubbles and everything are finally starting to hear it and see it.
Exactly.
A pretty cool thing. And even if you don't care about this stuff, if you care about entertainment, if you like new entertainment, if you want something different, you should be all in favor of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had the same old boring action scenes in movies for decade and decade and decade.
Let's get a new perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get some something different here, some more fun. And I think you look at this list here, just taking this list, look at Captain Marvel, look at the Frozen movies, look at Wonder Woman, look at Barbie. all of these movies, very different approaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Very different perspective, different eyes on these movies. And it shows. And they all surpassed $1 billion. All of them did well.
Yep, yep. You got it.
And finally, shameless promotion part of the segment. my daughter Bria and
it's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. Shameless promotion Monday.
That's right.
You guys ain't got anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Well, I've got this upcoming. No, never mind.
My wonderfully talented, amazing oldest daughter, Bria, and I have a podcast we do together called What the Muppet. We have new episodes drop every Monday. The second one is up and ready for you right now. It is much better than the first one. I listened to that first episode, and I listened to myself on the radio because I have to. That's how you get better at this. I watch scenes of mine of plays and movies that I've done because that's how you get better, but I hate doing it. I've never cringed more in my life than listening to the first podcast. Myself, Brie is amazing, but myself, you would think I've never talked on a microphone before. It was horrible.
You are your own worst critic, James.
The second one was much better. Thank you so much to the people who have already subscribed and liked the page. You can go and wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, and all that, you can listen to it. We also have a YouTube page. You can go into YouTube and just type in your search bar, What the Muppet, or What the Muppet Pod. Either one should pop up. Greatly appreciate you guys subscribing and liking the page. This is a fun project of ours, something that we're enjoying doing and looking forward to going forward with it. And she does, just real quick, Bria does an amazing job with this stuff. She's tailor-made for it. I do want to encourage you, if you don't get a chance to listen to that one, be darn sure to listen to Hi Ho Pistachio, her podcast that she does. It is really, really good, you guys. If you think I'm any good at interviewing, listen to her and you'll be like, wow, she's lapped him. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Hi Ho Pistachio, and of course, What the Muppet. The second episode was so much fun, you guys. We had a really good Muppet that we pulled out of this one.
Okay. Nice, good.
We'll take a quick commercial break, get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we have our monthly veterans update from our good friend Bill Heck here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have Melissa and James here, and we are joined right now, as we are in the beginning of every month, from our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. How have you been?
Well, I always say if it got any better, there'd have to be two of me.
Bill, always appreciate you here. What have you got for us today?
Well, it's hard to believe we're actually winding down.
Yeah. I mean,
August is still a big month for us, but then September we start winding down, getting ready for, oh my God.
It's winter. Just right around the corner.
I hate to say that word, but anyway. Yeah. Well, here's what we got coming up anyway. November the 10th, there is no VVA meeting. That's a lot of people, you know, we're dark 3 months a year.
Yeah.
August, so people can go on vacation, January and February. So anybody that's going to attend a VVA meeting this month, you'll be the only one there. There is no meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
August the 9th, we have a Heroes Cafe at Ilk's. August the 17th, there's a VFW post meeting at 6 o'clock. August 18th and 19th, the big thing of the year is the Kellner Corn Roast.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we have an Eagle raffle that we're doing for the American Heroes Cafe, too. Yeah. And we'll have tickets available at the Corn Roast for the Eagle raffle, which we're going to raffle off on Veterans Day, November 11th.
I'm looking forward to that.
And then, again, August 23rd, we got another Heroes Cafe. Heroes Cafe is going to continue August, September, October, twice a month. November, we're going to have one because the second one hits around Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And December, we're going to have one because the second one hits around Christmas.
Makes sense.
We're normally dark in January and February, but this year, since we're switching over to Crossview Church, we're going to hold one in January, one in February.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
Huh. And then in March, it'll be up to Crossview Church because Dan DeRoshi, the chaplain over there, is going to, he's taken over the cafe.
Yeah, when you told us about that last month, I was really excited about that. Yeah, I'm happy for everybody that's involved with this.
And then, you know, the rest of us that are going all the time will become regular customers, and we'll go over there and have coffee and donuts like everybody
there
else.
There you go.
some of the ladies that help us out, they want to stick around and help, and that's fine.
That's great.
But that's going to happen in December. We're going over there.
Okay.
I did want to mention that we have two honor flights coming up, one on the 25th of September and the next one on the 16th of October. I do have the mail call address. I'll leave that with you in case anybody calls. Mm-hmm. That way they can send them. And they can send it to Dear Honored Veteran or to a specific veteran that's on that flight.
It's great how versatile that is.
Yeah, that and, you know, I'll tell you, I put 20 years in the Navy. And I'm going to tell you, mail call means a lot.
Yeah.
They do that mail call on the way back from Washington, D.C., and that's the highlight of the
one I of believe
the,
it.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. One other thing. Oh, yeah, I did want to mention, and it's very important. You know, we have Quilts of Valor twice a year.
Yes.
Once in May, once in November. Mm-hmm. Well, our next one coming up is going to be November the 8th, I believe it is, at the Elks Club.
Yeah.
After that, the next one is next May. Mm. Next May, we're going to do something that hasn't been done in Wisconsin yet, and it may have not been done throughout the nation. We're trying to find out. We're going to have an all-female veteran Quilts of Valor.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's going to be held at East Junior High Fieldhouse. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get both of the high school bands over there.
Nice.
We're going to have, of course, you know, we're going to have all the local politicians. They want to come over and shake hands all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a possible surprise. I really don't want to mention it now because if this works out, it's going to be it's going to be something. And then we're going to have one of the local restaurants is going to put on a buffet for the recipients and their guests after the ceremony. That's coming up on May the 25th next year.
We're going to do our best to get however many people we can to either on our show here or Midday Magazine. I want to talk more about this as we get closer to it. The last time you brought this up, Bill, I looked and did a little homework myself and reached out to some people, and I don't think this has been done before.
Well, I don't think it's been. I know. I'm pretty sure it hasn't been done in Wisconsin, but
That's where I'm going with it. Yes, it hasn't been done here in Wisconsin. I couldn't see much throughout the nation. Yeah, it's a little harder to find information on some of that stuff
because there are some female veteran clubs.
Yes,
and they may have done it before, but it's never been done by a mixed group. You know, there's 500 some female veterans around this area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And any one of them that wants to contact me, you got my phone number here. They can contact me. I'll get them the form and get them started. We got 30 confirmed right now.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
And we can go up to 50. So, you know, I can get 20 more of them in there.
Oh, that's great.
Bill, if people do want to reach you with that with that information or if they have follow-up questions about anything today, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, just my number is 262-496-3198. They can call me. They can come to the Heroes Cafe, stop by. They can come to the Kellner Corn Roast.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
And they can certainly reach out to us. We have Bill's information. We'll get you in contact with Bill whenever you need. Always appreciate the time from you, sir. We're looking forward to talking again next month. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, and I'm going to bring in, I don't want to say my relief, but somebody that might be taken over because, it's time to wind down a little bit.
I don't like thinking about it. I love doing this with you, but I get it. You deserve it. You've earned it. So,
it's been 10 years now that we've been doing this. So, well, it will be 10 years in January. So, okay.
And we appreciate that, Bill. Appreciate every moment you've joined us on the air here.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
We'll talk again real soon. You take care.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back with more mornings on WFHR coming up here on right here at Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Being beat up and battered around. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Big shout out again to our good friend Bill Heck.
It's always good to have him in.
Yeah. Love talking to Bill. Such a great time. Mm-hmm. He joins us at the beginning of every month with our monthly Veterans Update. We'll be getting another one from him around this time next month.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's not forget we dive into this one. What's the most annoying thing you always seem to forget?
We made it.
We did.
We finally made
it. Here we are.
Since July 3rd, I've had this darn thing.
What'd we forget?
We kept forgetting to do this.
Yeah.
424-2600. I want this to be interactive. We want you guys to call up and join the conversation. Mm-hmm. What I think is going to be really funny about this, let's get out of the way right away, there's going to be stuff we're going to forget.
Yeah.
There's going to be stuff, and I guarantee it'll be like midnight, 2 in the morning, and you're like, oh, I should have brought this up, or something like
call
that.
Call 424-2600. Right. Yeah. Leave us a message.
Yes. Nice. Nicely done. But with that said, I want you... As your week is going on and things pop in your head, call up 424-2600. And I don't care what we're talking about. We'll go ahead and shift gears and mm-hmm. we'll get into this again. I'm going to save this article. We'll get into it. But here are the top 10 answers from a recent online poll about the most annoying things we forget. You guys want to go at 10 or 1? Where do you want to start
10.
Here? 10? Okay. Where you left your keys, of course. Of course.
Yep.
Those keys.
Yep.
So I saw a funny one happen to a teacher the other day where we wrapped up class and I'm on the Zoom call and I'm watching her just going all around and everything like that. And so I like, hey, Melanie, what's going on? You know, and stuff like, I can't find my keys. I just can't find them. And as she was saying that, she had this, I could see, even over the Zoom call, I can see something go over her eyes, flash over her face and everything. And she's like, James, I don't have keys. She has a fob. She has one of these. She's looking all over for a set of keys, but she just got this new vehicle. I don't know how those work that well. I don't have one of those.
Yeah. You just have to have them on your person.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she did. She had them on her person. So she spent like 5-10 minutes doing nothing for nothing. It was just watching her lower her head and walk out of the classroom was worth hanging on the Zoom call longer.
It's bad enough that you don't know where your keys are, but then you find them and you feel so dumb.
Yeah.
It's like, they were in such an obvious place. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. Number 9, forgetting to return someone's call.
Yeah. Especially for the person who called you because they're waiting for like an answer or something. Mm-hmm. Why don't they call me?
I think,
and you don't want to be an annoying pill and be like,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
Why would you call me yet?
Yeah.
I think that one's gotten, or it's gotten worse or better. Has it stayed the same since we don't really use our phones for calling people anymore?
Quite so much anymore.
You know, I don't know. I think it feels like the same for me. Like I forget it as much as I ever did.
Well, texting is the same for me. I think you could add that to it because it's one of those things.
You forget to text back.
You look and then you say something happens and then you totally forget they texted you. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Some great self-awareness from him because I was just about to shred you for that. I was just about to. people's birthdays. Yeah. I've said this before. I'll keep my Facebook page the rest of my life, but just for the birthdays.
For
the birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I love celebrating people's birthdays. I cannot stress that enough. That is a very genuine thing for me. It's not just a bit to mm-hmm. sell. Misty's doesn't need me to sell them. They're fine on their own. It just drives me nuts when I get like to 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, it was Rachel's birthday today. I was supposed to message her or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I usually get that stuff out of the way early. But, man, if I forget, it bugs me. I'll admit that one bugs me.
Yeah. I don't like having them all in my calendar and my phone so I get a reminder on there. I don't want to have to go to Facebook to find out. And because usually I'm not on there every single day. Mm-hmm. So then I get on and I see, oh, yeah, I did miss somebody. So I'll go back and wish them a happy late birthday, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. I'm sure your day was amazing, even though I didn't wish you one. So
That's good.
I just forget and then people stop talking to me. So, you know.
It's rough.
It's rough.
You were going to get a pie for your birthday, but not anymore.
I will say the Facebook thing, they send you an email with those birthdays, and that's how I get them.
There you go.
For me, at least, I get that.
I opted out of any emails from Facebook.
Good on you.
No.
That's the only one I get from them. That's all the other ones I've managed to cut out. But where you left your phone.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I do that all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel so stupid again. Like the keys.
one of these days, they're going to figure out a way of being able to just have, like, have not an app on your phone where my phone is. They've got that already. But I want the app that counters that app. I want that.
Okay, but that is so dumb, the app on your phone of where your phone is. But if your phone is gone, how do you get to the app to find where your phone is?
It's
ridiculous.
You need a siren. So if you leave in the house, you have to do something so on the door. Yeah. There's like this really loud siren that goes off. Wee, wee. Oh, I forgot my phone.
Phone. That's sad. You guys, you just need to have a specific spot to put these things all the time.
Yeah, everyone. Like, people always say that.
Yeah.
And it probably will work.
And you know what? You have no leg to stand on because you have pockets.
That's true. Yeah, I do have pockets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your phone in your pocket.
Got a point.
Man pants.
I also do the same thing with my glasses. I always forget where I put my glasses when I take them off. Oh. It's terrible.
I can't do that because without my glasses, I am blind.
I love the way you said man pants like it was an insult, and I want that to be an insult going forward. I really do. I want
you and your man pants.
This guy with his man pants over here. That was great. Oh, that was awesome. I'm doing that from now on. I don't know if anybody else will join me, but that is definitely my new favorite insult.
Man pants.
Look at this person over here with the man pants. Look at this guy. It's awesome. So good. Number six on the list, the date or what day of the week it is.
Yeah, that really only happens on vacation.
And
you want it to.
Or when there's holidays, that's an easy time to do it. If you have a day off and then you're trying to get back into
things. There was a whole week, I don't know when it was, that I was a day off. Like I was thinking
the 4th of July or something.
I think it was. Because on Wednesday I was thinking that the next day was Friday, and I was sending emails like that, guys. I didn't fix any of them either.
No, that's fine.
Just like,
thankfully, time is a flat circle and it doesn't matter anymore. No. So you know, there's that. The one other thing you needed at the grocery store.
Yes. Ooh, I hate that.
And it's usually the thing you went in there for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. This should be way higher on the list.
I agree.
Should be way higher.
What is this, six?
That was number five.
Oh, okay.
So it made the top five, but I think it should be top three at least.
I rarely go into the grocery store without a list. Because I don't want to forget anything, but then you forget that one thing. And then
put it on the list, and you're there, and you don't have a writing utensil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big list guy too, but I would do this thing where I'd get cocky. Like, I don't need to write that down. Of course, I'm not going to forget milk.
Yeah.
And then I would be pulling into the driveway.
No chocolate milk for James this week.
Got my chocolate milk. How would I forget the one thing I went there for? Like,
that's one of those things where you feel shame for yourself. No one else has to point it out. You're just, I feel so ashamed. And I'm the only one who knows, you know?
Those are interesting moments of life. When the personal shame that nobody else in the world knows but you, that you carry with you. I've got a couple of those. Passwords show up at number four. They might deserve to be number one in 2023.
That might be moving up. Yeah, even though that's pretty high, but yeah.
Yeah, especially I know a lot more people are trying to get away from letting their web browsers save them and everything.
Well, many worries about hackers and people getting your passwords, and it's just stop being like that, people. Just stop.
Knock it off, you knuckleheads. Knock it off. Number three, phone numbers. Does anyone even try to remember those anymore? Does anybody really try to remember phone numbers?
I'm very proud of myself when I remember them now. I used to memorize them like crazy for I don't know why.
You know, at least know your own. Okay,
yeah.
I know that has become a chore for some people. At least know your own phone number. But you know, I get it. Everything's stored now, but still,
I think that's
your phone number now and then.
I think that's the bar. You know your number, and we're okay with
it. And your
that.
Mom's.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Well done, Melissa. Yes. Number two on the list, people's names.
that can be embarrassing when you forget that. Yeah.
Could not agree with you more, Shaniqua and Fred. I've never had an issue with this until I started doing Morning and Midday Magazine.
Oh,
like that one so drives many me names. Nuts. I've got people that'll come in, and I know I've interviewed you. I've talked to you. I know where you were born, and I cannot think of your name.
But we're also all human, so there is nothing wrong with saying, "I'm really sorry, but can you remind me your name?"
Yeah,
Yeah. You know, yeah. just be genuine.
Especially
about it.
Especially if you've only met him once or twice. I mean,
there's
that's
also
okay.
all the sneaky way of pulling somebody else aside. What's that person's
name? Yeah, yeah.
Can you remind me? Because I forgot. The worst part is, I forgot too.
Yeah, that is. 424-2600, feel free to join the conversation. And I'd really love to hear from people on this one. Have you yourself ever been offended if somebody didn't remember your name? Mm-hmm. I can't think of one time in my life where I've really been like, oh, this person, how dare they? I can't think of any time. And I've had times maybe it hurt a little bit maybe, but not like, you know, too much.
That time that my uncle forgot my name, that was a little
embarrassing. Oh, yeah, that's rough. That's a little rough.
Your uncle.
No, I'm kidding.
That would
be funny, though. But
at my family reunion, one of my little second cousins, you know, she's little, six or seven. Mm. And I couldn't know, like, those of us that were around the campfire in that moment couldn't remember her name.
Oh, dear.
So I eventually just went up to her. I'm like, do you remember my name? Mm. And she's like, nope. So I told her, and then I'm like, and what's your name? So, like, I just tried to turn it around.
Yeah, there
right?
you go. Yeah.
Like, she didn't care.
Of course not. You wouldn't know.
No.
That's funny. Number one on the list. Number one, when you walk into a room and can't remember why you walked into that room. Yes.
That's the worst.
I think that one will always be number one. You know, as much as the password thing might move up, I think that's going to be number one. And it's always the same. Why did I come in here again?
And it happens to all of us.
It does. Every single person.
It doesn't, honestly, doesn't matter what age you are.
No.
So have you read and heard why that usually happens to the brain?
About going through a doorway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have heard a little bit. It is fascinating.
It is so darn interesting to me.
And the crazy thing is that oftentimes if you turn around, walk back through that doorway, turn around again, and walk back into, you'll get it back.
It'll come back, yeah. Fascinating.
Our brains are so a game of memory. You know, that we remember. I walk into the studio and I know where everything is, mm-hmm. and I come back in and boom. But wait, what did I? Where's that? What did I come in here for? It's fascinating how the brain works. It's pretty interesting to me. That's a pretty interesting list.
Yeah, that was a good one. One thing I want to throw out there is it's not really a forgetful thing, but it's if you use the wrong name for someone in your family.
Oh,
because you know, especially if you have kids, it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. when you mix up kids' names
and stuff like that. I found that's because that's in the same part of your brain. Mm-hmm. So it's people you love. They're all collected in like one area. So you sometimes interchange names just because you feel the same way about it.
That's why parents go down through the list.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I
haven't heard that. I would say people's addresses, where you parked your car, some other outside the lines, ones.
Yeah.
Although I got to admit, I've never understood the whole forgetting where you park thing. That one seems a little baffling to me. But I admit I haven't been driving as long as some. So
I have a way around that is I usually try to park in a similar area.
Nah,
I always go to a similar area of the parking lot. That way it's never I never try to hunt for the closest spot. I just go to the same area. Yeah. That way I know where to go.
Let's wrap up with some good stories of the day. It's a Monday. We're starting off the week. We don't need any right stories. We don't need any of that today.
Monday, right? Yeah.
What'd you forget?
Positive good stuff. That's what we need. Yeah. We just went over a bunch of that ain't right stuff.
Yeah, we really did.
I did want to remind everybody that free meals are available for kids. Free lunches are available for kids now until August 18th. You can get these from 11:30 to 12:30 over at Mead Park near the Splash Pad. Or in 11:30 to 12:30 at the Witter Park Shelter right outside the Aquatic Center. Again, these are available from 11:30 to 12:30 now until August 18th at the Mead Park Splash Pad and Witter Park Shelter outside of the Aquatic Center. Find out more by emailing them schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Seth, you had something we wanted to tell everybody about, too.
Yes, over at our friends at the Alexander House in Port Edwards, they are displaying right now a juried mixed media exhibition exploring the beauty and the brilliance of the monarch butterfly and to celebrate Port Edwards becoming a monarch village, which is very cool.
That's awesome.
So now through August 15th, they are open on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 1 to 4 p.m., or you can make a special appointment. Go to their website, alexanderhouseonline.org/events, and check out this very, very cool exhibit that's going on right now.
Time is winding down.
Yes.
Yes. Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge going on, going strong. We're doing this throughout the month of August. We want you to be a part of it, everybody. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to donate if you are able-bodied. We'll tell you about more opportunities coming up throughout the month of August. Mm-hmm. But what you do is you donate, take a selfie. Yeah, that's right. We're giving you the demand of taking a selfie.
The excuse of needing to take one. Yes.
That's right.
Upload that to your social media and use the hashtag CivicPints, and you can win some stuff.
Yeah, head over to civicmedia.us/giveblood and fill out the registration form there, and you can get entered for state fair tickets, brewers tickets, Civic Media merch.
Merch.
The t-shirts are great. Have you seen them yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet, but I've heard they are. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people really talking about
them. Is it merch or swag when you're giving it away? I think it's swag.
I think you can use either
one. Merch is like you have to buy it, but
I like it.
Well, it's for sale. Yeah. So if you don't get some, you can go there and buy it.
That's true. It's both, I guess.
Encourage you to be a part of this, and thank you so much to everybody who has already donated. We greatly appreciate all you heroes out there. We know there are more of you out there. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, upload those photos, and if you use the hashtag WFHR on those, you'll win some rafter tickets instantly.
Yeah.
Thank you again to everybody, and thank you for a great morning, everyone. You guys, you out there, we appreciate you. We'll be back at this tomorrow. Stick around for Kristen's show here on I almost said West Country.
We're next door, James.
Right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.